I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Several items are up for discussion, including property acquisitions from Northern Michigan University and an update on some of the roundabout construction in the city that's planned over the next several months. But there will also be a pair of public hearings to gather input from the city on a key issue. Here's more on what's going on with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Well, we have two public hearings. They've been in the making for about a year now. They both involve zoning or regulation of short-term rentals, often referred to as VBROs or
like the Airbnb
kind of things. Yeah, those
yeah.
kind of things.
That's been in the news of late. Now, this is the next process of it. What do you hope to hear this evening?
Well, from the city's point of view, we're trying to address public safety. One of their hearings is to amend the fire code, which will bring the short-term rentals in line with the regulations that we have for long-term rentals.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that when people come to stay and they rent a home or a room, that the facility has the proper fire exits, it meets the fire code, you know, the smoke alarms and those kind of things.
How does that tie in with this other portion, the other public hearing that is taking a look at the zoning ordinance? Is that looking to allow those then to start in Marquette? I mean, I know that's been already going on, I guess, and that's kind of the question. Is this just an attempt to get a regulation, sort of a unified regulation in place?
That's correct. Part of the zoning effort has been based on public input, in that some of the public would like to see the number of them allowed in total, or the number allowed within a certain block, you know, those kind of things, kind of to preserve neighborhoods. You know, so we're taking a run at that with the zoning public hearing, which is separate from the fire code public hearing. So,
correct.
So we're looking at a long night here.
Now, the question I have then is, what is the time frame, or what is the window then following these public hearings on this? What is the ordinance developing time frame from this point on then?
Well, generally, it's 10 days from publication. So if the commission approves them tonight, it'll be 10 days from now when they become effective.
Are they on the table for approval this evening?
Yes.
Okay.
The public hearings are for approval. They were noticed at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And what could happen tonight with either one of these is the commission could accept them as is. They could accept them with and make changes. They can accept them, suggest changes, send it back to the Planning Commission, or they could just dismiss them out of hand.
What has the vetting process been so far? You mentioned the Planning Commission. Is that the one that has been working mostly with trying to develop these ordinances?
Yes, the Planning Commission has spent well over a year putting this together. There have been at least two work sessions or public forums. There's been a lot of input from all of the public, including those that may or may not be against the ordinances. There's several different factions out there when you talk about rentals.
Mm-hmm.
There's realtors, there's hoteliers, there's neighbors, there's there's all kinds of different outlooks.
Well, that's part of the meeting tonight. It gets underway at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers in Marquette. Also on the agenda under new business tonight, Mike, some property acquisitions and some other property-related matters and construction projects being discussed. Let's talk a little bit about first. It says property acquisition from Northern Michigan University. What does that entail?
Well, that finalizes the all the properties that we need for our roundabout projects in North Marquette. It includes property from NMU at Lincoln and Wright Street, Sugarloaf and Wright Street, and then at Presque Isle and Fair Avenue. As we've decided to improve these intersections and the streets involved, we've had to obtain property from NMU, and they have graciously transferred it to us for our projects.
One other item on here is Presque Isle Avenue and Wright Street reconstruction project. What is that?
Well, that's our one of our three roundabouts in North Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take this opportunity to apologize for all the construction going on in the city. As you mentioned just a second ago, that is our construction season. We've been working on these for some time. They are included in our capital improvement plan. They are included in our budget for this year. And as I was mentioning before we went on air, the money is available now, and I want to take advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the Presque Isle and Fair intersection is part of our capital improvement plan to improve and repair Presque Isle Avenue over the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. This intersection first this year, and then the rest of Presque Isle down to Wright Street next year.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The session gets underway this evening at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall on Barriga Avenue in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.